7. John bore witness of him and cried, saying, "This is he of whom I spoke. He that comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him." And this is the record of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" And he says, "I am not." "Are you a prophet?" And he answered, "No." Then said they to him, "Who are you, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What say you of yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as said the prophet Isaiah." And they which were sent were of the Pharisees. And they asked him and said to him, "Why baptize you then, if you be not that Christ, nor Elijah, nor that prophet?" John answered them, saying, "I baptize with water, but there stands one among you whom you know not. He it is who, coming after me, is preferred before me, whose shoes latchet I am not worthy to unloose." These things were done in Bethabara beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day, John sees Jesus coming to him and says, "Behold the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man which is preferred before me,' for he was before me. And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing with water." And John bore record, saying, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said to me, 'Upon whom you shall see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizes with the Holy Ghost.' And I saw and bore record that this is the Son of God." Again the next day, after John stood, and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he says, "Behold the Lamb of God!" And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned, and saw them following, and says to them, "What seek you?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which is to say, being interpreted, "Master, where dwell you?" He says to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he dwelt, and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first finds his own brother Simon, and says to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is being interpreted, the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus, and when Jesus beheld him, he said, "You are Simon the son of Jonah, you shall be called Cephas," which is being interpreted, a stone. The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee, and finds Philip, and says to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip finds Nathanael, and says to him, "We have found him, of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." And Nathanael said to him, "Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth?" Philip says to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him, and says to him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile." Nathanael says to him, "From where know you me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before that Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Nathanael answered and says to him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said to him, "Because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, believe you? You shall see greater things than these." And he says to him, "Verily, verily, I say to you, hereafter you shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." And the third day, there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, And the mother of Jesus was there, and both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus says to him, "They have no wine." Jesus says to her, "Woman, what have I to do with you? My hour is not yet come." His mother says to the servants, "Whatsoever he says to you, do it." And there were set there 6 water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. Jesus says to them, "Fill the water pots with water." And they filled them to the brim. And he says to them, "Draw out now, and bear to the governor of the feast." And they bore it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not where it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom, and says to him, "Every man at the beginning does set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse. But you have kept the good wine until now." This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. After this he went down to Capernaum, he and his mother and his brethren and his disciples, and they continued there not many days. And the Jews' Passover was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem, and found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and doves and the changers of money sitting. And when he had made a scourge of small cords, he drove them out of the temple, and the sheep, and the oxen, and poured out the changers' money, and overthrew the tables, and said to them that sold doves, "Take these things from here! Make not my Father's house a house of merchandise!" And his disciples remembered that it was written, "The zeal of your house has eaten me up." Then answered the Jews and said to him, "What sign show you to us, seeing that you do these things?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." Then said the Jews, 46 years was this temple in building, and you will rear it up in 3 days?" But he spoke of the temple of his body. When therefore he was risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he said this to them, and they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had said. Now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover in the feast day, many believed in his name when they saw the miracles which he did. But Jesus did not commit himself to them, because he knew all men, and needed not that they should testify of man, for he knew what was in man. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night, and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that you do except God be with him." Jesus answered and said to him, "Verily, verily, I say to you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus says to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say to you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it lists, and you hear the sound thereof, but cannot tell from where it comes and to where it goes. So is every one that is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus answered and said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Are you a master of Israel and know not these things? Verily, verily, I say to you, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man is ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believes in him is not condemned, but he that believes not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For every one that does evil hates the light, neither comes to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that does truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest that they are wrought in God.